East Beltway and east to the beaches is pretty diminished right now, visibility based on what we're seeing, and it could take you a few extra minutes. Once fog does burn off, we'll heat up in a hurry ahead of showers and thunderstorms, which are likely to develop between about 2 and 5 this afternoon. Saying the process has started.
All people, and we got to find a way to come together, and we got to acknowledge where wrongs have happened.
The Jacksonville mayor says he's planning to remove Confederate monuments and markers from 8 different locations, and they'll be preserved for now. Ultimately, to meet with Jacksonville Cultural Council, talking with experts in history and art to come up with a plan on what will ultimately come of those markers and monuments.
One.
Jacksonville may just be emerging as a top finalist to host the Republican National Convention. The Washington Post reports Jacksonville would be the destination, according to 3 Republican officials briefed on the plans. Dean Black is the Duval County Republican Party chair. Have you been given the thumbs up that this is happening, Dean?
Rich, I cannot confirm that. However, we do continue to believe that Jacksonville is the single best city in America to host the Republican National Convention.
Has it officially been scrapped in Charlotte? Where does that stand first?
Well, those are the reports that we've seen in the media, and that is one of the reasons why the Republican Party of Duval County started hashtag RNC to Jax some weeks ago, because Jacksonville is the single best place in America to host the RNC convention in 2020, Rich.
Have hotels been booked that week?
I can't confirm that.
We have heard that many of the hotels have been booked in that week of August 24th. Have you heard that report as well?
Rich, I've heard all sorts of reports, but I cannot confirm anything for you today. We continue simply to say Jacksonville is the best city in America in which to host this convention.
What conversations have you been involved in this week with Republican Party leadership? We understand that some were here earlier in the week scanning the city and surrounding areas.
Well, Republican Party officials have been working with Mayor Lenny Curry's office. The mayor has done a phenomenal job, as they always do. Our city has a history of being able to deal with short-notice complex events, whether it be hurricanes, whether it be COVID-19, and the Republican leadership in Jacksonville is second to none. And it's one of the reasons why Jacksonville is one of the, in fact, the best city in America to host this convention.
What are the logistical hurdles that still, in your opinion, need to be overcome? We have heard the question about hotels, though we do look to the Super Bowl, and we saw how Jacksonville was able to host and accommodate all of the guests. I don't know if we'll necessarily see cruise ships on the river this time around, but is that on the table?
Well, the mayor's team and his staff, they will look at the requirements for how many people are coming and how many media credentials there will need to be, and they will do a systematic effort at that, and they will analyze it, and they'll just do the math backwards, really. But Jacksonville should have enough logistical capability to do this. We do large-scale events. I mean, to your point, a decade and a half ago, we did a Super Bowl. Since then, numerous other hotels have been built, plus you have things like Airbnb that we didn't have then. And between all of the resources that we have out there, we're fully capable in the MSA of hosting an event of this scale. That's why the mayor has been pursuing it. That's why his team has been working on it. They're competent. They're professional. You have really good people working on this. And I continue to say, if you hadn't gotten that yet, Rich, Jacksonville is the best city in America to host the RNC convention.
Has the party set expectations for you on when they're going to make the final decision?
The RNC chairwoman issued a statement, I think yesterday, that said the decision would be made within a week.
So you would anticipate by this time next week we'll know for certain whether or not Jacksonville is or isn't on a list or even the destination?
That would be within a week, yes.
Okay.